Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lot of interesting stuff, Joel, in this new survey you guys have just put out. Let's talk about coronavirus worries and the level of worry first off. How has that changed over the last couple of weeks, Joel?
Clearly the total amount of general worry has ratcheted up an enormous degree, and specifically the financial worry about coronavirus is, I think, running rampant at this point. I mean, markets went into free fall. They're bouncing back a bit today, but clearly, you know, a lot of people are looking at their 401k and seeing losses of 20% or 30%. And the further question of just how many people are going to be, you know, short-term or long-term unemployed because of this crisis is making it really hard to feel all that confident about your finances right now.
And getting some sort of relief from Washington, Joel, when you look at the results of this survey, that seems to be more crucial now than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we at Go Banking Rates talk about the importance of an emergency fund for unforeseen circumstances all the time. Obviously, you know, this is far beyond anything that we ever considered. But, you know, we've done a lot of surveys that show that a very large section of the, you know, American community is working sort of relatively low-wage work. They just don't have enough, you know, space in their budget to save regularly. And that leaves them incredibly exposed in a time like this, you know, that they do not have a lot of emergency savings. Those people are also, I think, much more likely to be out of work at the moment without any really real sense of when they're going to be able to go back. And that creates real dire circumstances for a lot of people that requires, you know, some sort of injection from the government to help them make ends meet.
I would guess that until not long ago, a lot of folks had no idea what the paid sick leave policy at their work was, but that's become a lot more important when you look at what this survey says.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the ability to, you know, take the time off and get healthy, even before this, it should be really clear that paid sick leave was a very important, you know, benefit for a lot of different employees. You know, knowing that you are going to be able to take the time you need to get healthy if and when you fall ill really makes your life a lot easier. And the fact that, you know, about 60% of people are working at a place that doesn't have paid sick leave just sort of speaks to, how this scenario plays out. You know, it makes it that much harder to decide to stay home and make sure that, you know, your mild cough isn't something more serious and, you know, put your coworkers at risk, you know. So having paid sick leave all, you know, at any point in time is a really important, you know, part of being an employee of anyone. So, right now, it's really become clear just how problematic it is for a lot of people to not be able to say, hey, I can take the time off I need to get healthy and to be sure that I'm not exposing my coworkers to something bad.
And at the same time, Joel, there are so many people who are ordered to stay at home during this crisis. But when I look at these numbers here, it seems for a lot of people, being able to work from home is a luxury.
It absolutely is. You know, I consider myself to be extremely fortunate right now to be, you know, in an industry where I can continue to work from home. You know, I did before this, and especially now, you know, I think you're seeing a lot of companies that, you know, took the time to sort of invest in their workforce and get themselves set up so that they could continue operating without necessarily having people at a central location. You know, those companies made a really wise investment. I don't think they could have realized how wise it was when they were doing it, but it's, you know, sort of created this sudden system of the haves and have-nots where, you know, a lot of companies are really fortunate that they can offer work from home, and especially a lot of employees right now. I think we saw about 4 in 10 of those people who were employed, you know, when they got the survey here, said that they were able to continue working from home, you know, which is going to make a world of difference in the coming months. You know, even with the potential for a major sort of government stimulus package that would include, you know, extended benefits for a lot of people, you know, those of us who, you know, for whom this is a relatively, you know, not nearly as big a disruption of our work lives per se, it's going to be really important. And the people who can do that are really lucky right now.
When you talk about those stimulus checks from Washington, Joel, for a lot of people, it literally is a way for them to get through this and be able to survive, to come out on the other side, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that over 40% of people said that they were going to spend it on groceries and other essentials. You know, and then the next highest response was to pad or start their emergency fund, which, you know, at this point, I think it's a safe bet that a great many people, if they're not already tapping their emergency fund, probably will be in the next 2 to 3 months, and maybe, you know, drawing it down to next to nothing. So, you know, all told, it looks like well over half of the people in our survey, you know, over that much, they are clearly in need of this government stimulus just to make sure that they're going to be able to do things like put food on the table and pay the rent.
Once we come out of this, because we have a lot to be concerned about right now, but what are the biggest lessons we can learn when it comes to personal finance? Is it having that emergency stash available for a rainy day when we need it most?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, this is a lesson that I think I learned the hard way myself in my past, you know, that I had an extended period of unemployment that wound up being much more expensive than it needed to be because I did not have, you know, a savings account that would prevent me from going into debt. And I think that is just something to keep in mind generally. I mean, I am a writer about investing. I'm big on investing. I absolutely think that, you know, more people should own stocks and particular index funds, but you know, don't look into getting more growth from your money until you can be confident that you have that pool of cash in a savings account that is going to be there for you when you really need it in an unexpected circumstance. You know, if nothing else, you can think about like slack on the rope. You know, that if you're running completely taut, you know, you don't have any room for error. And that emergency room fund is just that little extra loop that gives you some time to sort of deal with these situations as they come up.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.